Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Feminist women love Eminem.
Freaking
Slim Shady. I'm sick of
him. You were practicing right before the podcast.
I know. Well, I wasn't practicing it to do it. Singing it. And then when the podcast was starting, I was like, I'll sing it.
It was a little too close for comfort.
Dude, I've been singing it all morning, man.
Yeah, you were practicing for your big moment at the start of the podcast.
And I was like, I'll start the podcast.
No,
by
I like it. You're
Slim
like
Shady.
Planning now. We usually don't plan for stuff that far ahead, but
I have it written down in my planner.
You had it going.
Start episode 243 with Eminem.
This has to come off good. This has to go off perfectly without a hitch.
But then Ryan fucking interrupted me. I'm pissed, man. You interrupted my big Eminem debut.
You're gonna have to memorize Rap God now.
Can I try again?
No.
And Dr. Dre says, "Nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement." Feminist women love Eminem.
No.
Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him walking around,
grabbing his you-know-what. He's so cute, coming off.
Yeah. That's
nice.
I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose.
You practice this in the morning in the mirror?
No, I just, this is the like.
Do you like record yourself in the shower on your phone?
I listen back. Oh, that's good.
You play it back on loop before you go to bed?
No, The Real Slim Shady, that song is a... It's been stuck in my head a lot lately, so I have to admit I've been playing it a little bit, and I've kind of played it quite a few times, so I kind of have the lyrics down now.
Of course, as any great long lasting song will do. Happy birthday is the same way. You don't forget happy birthday,
mm-mm.
and you don't forget the ABCs.
No,
they teach you in song.
A B C D, little star, na na na, little lamb. They're all the same tune.
Yeah,
it's crazy, right?
That's magical.
Yeah, but
you should teach music theory at an elementary school.
That's an awful dig, man. That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Dude, I watched that whole video last night, and I think that's where everything turned.
It's the calm before
like
the storm,
right? Dude, like that's where like.
No, he was making some bad albums.
Relapse.
That. Yeah, he was making some bad music before he did the Trump freestyle.
Yeah, but for me, I think that's what killed him. I think that's what
the edited
like,
version.
I was fine with the Machine Gun Kelly stuff. Like, I was like, oh, he won that. He was better.
Too many. He sounds bitter to like modern day. You know, well, he called Tyler the Creator bad word.
Did he?
The F word. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
In a song. Yeah, he dissed him.
How did Tyler respond?
Yeah,
usual Tyler.
Dude, you know what? I saw Eminem went on like some dude's little music podcast that has like 4,000 subscribers. I think we can get Eminem on our podcast.
maybe he'd be chill.
He might hate us. He dissed Anthony Fantano in a track.
Oh, he did?
So he knows about YouTube, dude.
Damn. Yeah, I think he might hate us if he ever met us.
Nah, dude, I think Eminem would love us.
I think he would get tired of us real quick.
I like Eminem's music. I'm not gonna not all of it, but he like some.
No,
of those,
I love the goofiness of it.
The goofy shit is funny and it's fun. Like The Real Slim Shady and like My Name
Like it's just the way his voice is.
Yeah, when
it's
he does,
just
when,
nice and it's very cartoonish.
I know he can't in this political climate. He can't do it anymore. But I will say the accents he would do when rapping were very entertaining.
Oh, like when he didn't do like a Jamaican accent in one.
He's done a lot. He did a lot of like Hispanic. And said some Ching Chong stuff in one of his songs.
No, and, Matt, he's Chinese.
Well, ass like that, that song. He does the whole thing as like, triumph the insult.
The joke was that I was correcting Matt on his bad. The joke isn't that I'm equating the two. Just to cover my bases here.
Yeah, dude, well, you know.
Stop! Stop apologizing! I have to. I have to go to bed at night and sleep well.
Without being like, do people think I was being serious?
Yeah, exactly. Not the just fucking waking up and like, so I heard you said this. Is it?
That's an awfully hot coffee pot, I will say.
It's very hot. Steaming sometimes.
It's fun for me just to grab a boob. Plus my penis got an attitude. I watched on the way to work the other day, Jackson and I listened to the entire thing of that. It's 11 minutes long. And it's about 5 minutes in where he says, it's fun for me just to grab a boob. Plus my penis got an attitude.
I think...
it's great. It's fucking awesome.
Did he just film that in the same spot that he did the Donald Trump shit?
No, the Donald Trump shit was in like a parking garage with a bunch of old cars.
Because it's not
dudes.
Okay, because never mind. I think it's actually the freestyle that he did, the 11-minute long one where I'm like, that's the one that I think I saw.
The Donald Trump one's much worse than the 11-minute one.
Is it? The 11-minute one just goes on.
It does.
The Donald Trump one like starts and like through it, you're like, oh, he's making good points. It just sounds goofy.
Yeah, it's just kind of cringy. But the 11-minute one, he's got some good lyrical, but he also has some
lyrical miracles.
He's got some lyrical miracles, but it's like it's fun for me just to grab a boob. But like in the first minute, he's talking about like an Islamic extremist blowing up Ariana Grande's concert, and it's just like it starts off really like Jesus. He's like, with a bomb strapped to his chest, blows up Ariana Grande's evening as the crowd is leaving. Like, you know.
Well, he did do a whole song from recently from the perspective of the Vegas shooter.
Yeah.
All about gun reform.
Yeah. And he's very political now. Instead, he's not rapping about his mom anymore. He's rapping about Donald F.
Or wanting to kill women in visceral ways.
No, he's still... Yeah.
Does he still rap about killing
well, his new album, the newer one is music,
see this
music
girl,
being
I
murdered
up
by
behind
it.
Her. I try to be friendly and then I slit her throat and gut her and then I laugh and walk away and masturbate on her corpse. It's probably something that he's done. Like that sounds like something ripped out of Relapse, right?
Yeah. I've never given Relapse in those albums like a full listen. I've listened all the way through.
It's a treat.
The Slim Shady show or the Eminem show.
Some friends played some tracks on it last night just to go back in time and see how good it was.
What about Relapse Refill?
Dude.
the like extended deluxe.
I don't think
one of the worst things I've ever heard was, I'm serious. So he made this song where he's apologizing to his mom for like,
I'm sorry, mom.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's like he's saying sorry for all the bad shit he said, and he's like, I love you because you're my mom, and he's apologizing. But it has the guy from Fun on the track. But there's a version where they replaced him with Elton John, and Elton John is on.
Elton
the
John
Eminem.
Loves Eminem.
It's so bad.
What, dude? It's so, Elton John.
Dude, can I just show you a little snippet real quick? Elton John's actually the worst part of it, believe it or not. But it's No, I'm sorry. Elton John was on Stan. There's a version of Stan with Elton John.
There's a version of Stan with Elton John?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm confusing
my
songs.
So does he replace the woman singing? Oh, I can imagine that not sounding good. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Yeah, I don't... Or maybe it wasn't an official release, but he did it live at least with... No,
I remember him doing something.
Maybe
live
it
with
was
Elton
because
John.
SNL, they did their little Pete Davidson one, and they have Elton John in there.
Is it the real Elton John?
No, it's not.
Oh.
But the real Elton John was Athena Bruno.
Dude, Pete Davidson's in a world of hurt.
Oh, after he went for the King.
Yeah.
Hey, if you go
Jake Paul saw that he was being all two-faced in the locker rooms during the presentation. He was sweet talking Jake Paul. Then the moment he left the room. You start trashing Jake Paul, dude.
Man.
Really going after my man.
Yeah, man.
Jake Paul caught wind of it.
You come for the king, you best not miss.
Jake Paul's about to knock his lights out. Pete Davidson better be careful.
Jake Paul could kill me by beating my face in within 30 seconds, probably. He is very strong, and I feel like he always has like an ounce of cocaine in his bloodstream.
Jake Paul has to be faster than Pete Davidson whipping out a 9/11 joke at a friend's party.
I know people that died in that shit, man. That video is I was thinking about the video the other day.
Of just the theater kids?
Yeah.
The like, improv group or
it's
whatever.
It's like the improv group and the guy gets really offended by the 9/11 joke and like walks
leaves
out of the room.
And waits
like,
till they come pouring out. And
to like
so,
confront the teacher.
Yeah.
It's just the way he screams and like throws the chair and then walks out and slams the door just makes it so fucking awkward. Like I would, if I were him, I'd be like afterwards, I'd be like, that really wasn't cool, man. But he's like, man, like flips the chair and shit.
Well, he was cued in with one of those terrorist beards, I think was the line.
Yeah. So it was pretty.
But I mean, that's not why he was upset. He was upset because of the lives lost in 9/11.
He wakes up every morning, he thinks about it, and he's just, we're about to, you know, this year is the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
Damn.
Yeah. And the day before 9/11's 20th anniversary is 21 day, 9, 10, 21.
Crazy.
So it's going to be a great day and then a sad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is your stomach?
My stomach just, yeah, because we got
hungry?
Food on the way. I'm very hungry, man.
We do have food on the way. Hold up. Where's my phone?
Dude, I don't know. Am I your phone's keeper?
Well, I was sitting on it.
Where is it?
We're going to have to take a little food break in the middle of this podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll do some ad reads.
I mean, are we going to do ad reads this early into the podcast? Because it's here.
Oh, the food's here?
Yeah. I could put in a goofy sound effect, like a cartoon sound effect.
Yeah, I don't want to spring the ads on
not so soon. Unless it's on YouTube. Okay. Again, the problem with YouTube is that they sometimes automatically put a shit ton of ads on and I forget sometimes and I don't catch it until later, but like we usually have to go and manually delete a shit ton of ads. And I just recently had to do that with the last one. We don't typically put 20 fucking ads.
No. And now
on the podcast,
I put a lot less on the YouTube version now because we have more sponsors, like actual like sponsors on the podcast. So I put like maybe just three ad breaks on YouTube. But the thing is, YouTube has this thing where if you check it to be monetized and then we don't go and manually place where they go, they will put 19. Usually it's 19. That's the exact number.
Yeah,
they
it
put.
Used to be a lot better.
They put 19
still
on the podcast and everyone's like, why the fuck is there an ad 3 minutes in, 6 minutes in, 9 minutes? It's like, that's not on purpose. And if that happens, just freak out and scream at us on Twitter until we realize and delete it.
I find out because I go to see what the comments are like on the podcast to see how people are, you know, what they're reacting to. And then I see too many ads and I'm like, fuck, I didn't delete the ads.
It's not us. It's not. And we're not that money hungry. We might be little cheap ass money hungry grubbing fools.
We're little gremlins. We're little gremlins for cash.
Not that. We're not going to put that many ads. We're not going to put an ad every 5 minutes.
It's time to eat because usually they don't know where the Plex is.
It's time to eat.
The cartoon sound effect and then we'll be back. It'll be like a second for y'all. Bye for a bit. We're back.
Back in action. Just belly's
all
full.
All fueled up, you know. Probably energy's gonna go down because we're doing nothing and our body has to
start digesting.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna want to take a nap after this, probably.
Yeah, dude.
Excuse me. Are you texting during the movie?
I don't know.
During the podcast?
I'm not. I got a message from TaskRabbit about
a hot young man coming to your front door.
To help me lift some stuff? Shirtless?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did you say you have to be wearing a leotard?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Very specific directions. Well, I need help moving something, and he's like, I actually want to come now instead of 6:30.
I hope he looks like Bronson.
Has the accent, has the same kind of small penis. It's a good movie. It starts with a fantastic scene. I'm like just beating them all up.
Yeah.
They let him in the
cage.
It's
a good movie.
They got that great Walker Brothers song.
Seen any good movies lately? Or just any movie?
What are we on a first date?
I'm just asking.
Have I seen any movies lately? No. I have not been watching any movies. I've been busy, but I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Nice.
This new season's out.
So that's something.
They just started a new season of Happily Ever After, and it's got all our favorites on it. It's got so many good people.
How's Big Ed doing?
He's on the single life and he's getting pussy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it?
Well, he's got a girlfriend who is very young and she's incredibly beautiful and I don't understand.
Well, TV,
I don't,
right? You know?
Yeah, but like even off camera, you know, they're having sex and I just don't get it, man.
There's a lot of things like, you know, like Hugh Hefner, you know, had, well, he had a lot of money and an empire to provide.
Yeah, well, he was a...
Big Ed has the Big Ed empire and the stickers.
The stickers of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which he's probably selling those Big Ed t-shirts.
He has a tattoo of himself on his leg. He has a tattoo of his Big Ed sticker on his leg.
Not as legendary as Steve-O's tattoo of himself on his back.
No, see, that's awesome. Big Ed is just lame.
See, that's awesome.
Big Ed needs to come on the podcast.
Nah.
We could probably get him. You want to get Big Ed on here?
Not really.
Hey, guys. Oh, Supermax, awesome.
I was watching your guys' stuff, and you guys are pretty mean sometimes.
Yep. Oh, just kidding. He's wild, man. Big Ed is truly something else. And
always will be.
I'm glad they got him back for another season. Same with Colt. It's like, you know.
Is Rose a part? Do we get to see anything about Rose?
No, she is out.
Mm.
She's out. She wants nothing to do with him.
That's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
She has a good social media presence, I think.
Mm-hmm. Big Ed is so stupid, and he lies, and he
manipulates.
Yep, and he's dumb. He's dumb, Big Ed. Short, Big Ed. I love he also catfished Rose. He lied about his height, and then she saw him, and she was like, "Oh,
I know he looks like a Humpty Dumpty."
He looks like the Mucinex man, or the he looks like the fucking
booger creatures.
Yeah, he also looks like a Russian doll, like one of those like Russian okay, yeah, babushka yeah. dolls or whatever that you like that grew legs and stuff. But I'm only dogging on the man's appearance because he's a shitty person.
Yeah, well, it's nice to know entertainment hasn't changed that much.
Yeah,
we're all still, you know, I don't know. Trash TV's great. Apparently, there's going to be a new season of, oh, what was it called? The Circle, which I like The Circle.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's good, though.
I enjoyed it. I watched all the foreign ones, too, and I read subtitles because I was like, this is just too fun. I mean.
Is it a romance show?
No. Some people try to, like, manipulate others in that way.
I do want to check it out. It sounds cool.
You know what the premise is?
I did. I forgot it, though. What is it?
It's like, I can't. Let's say, I don't know the exact number of people. Let's say 10 people. 10 people live in this place called, I don't know, whatever. It's an apartment complex. And then they can only interact through the circle. So they can either be honest and just create a profile about themselves, or they can be dishonest and just kind of like use a friend's picture, like just kind of catfish anyone, you know. And so they interact with people only through chats and through like these competitions, and so you can,
they don't actually see each other?
Not until when someone gets voted off, they have a choice to see one person, and so they go visit that one person.
Whoa, that sounds sick.
And sometimes it's a little like, uh-oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
You thought they were, yeah, exactly.
I like that.
It was fun. It was fun.
Everyone loves Love Island. I haven't seen that.
Neither have I.
I'm ready for the Bachelorette to come back. Cause I got addicted.
Is the host still a part of it?
No.
Didn't he get canned?
He got thrown in the John.
See ya.
Big doo-doo on his head.
What?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
It really was, I think, kind of overblown. There was a girl, the girl that won The Bachelor this season. People found that she
went to a super southern
antebellum
type
sorority party,
yeah,
which is obviously not good. But then she was getting canceled pretty hard because Bachelor fans are crazy. And then she apologized for it. And then the guy that hosts The Bachelor since the beginning,
yeah,
told people to like, he's like, he kind of defended her, and then they kicked him off the show.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, who's the host now? Nick Cannon,
someone like that.
I hope it's Nick Cannon.
It's a black dude. And I don't remember who it is.
Lawrence Fishburne.
I mean, we should host The Bachelor.
Dude, Will Smith would host the fuck.
Bachelor Nation. I'm Matt, and this is Ryan. Ha ha.
It's Ooh. Your boy, Will Smith.
Chicka chick. Get jiggy with it, man. You know, Will Smith doesn't have to curse to sell records.
Oh, he curses a lot in Bad Boys.
Well, I do. So fuck him and fuck you too.
What the F, dude? He was in Bad Boys. He drops the fuck bomb in there.
Eminem line.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay, just making sure you know.
Oh, I trust me.
You didn't acknowledge it.
Well, I'm, yeah.
Think I give a damn about a Grammy?
Do you want me to stop what I'm saying and acknowledge every time you?
Yes, I would. I would like that. Honestly.
Okay, because you have been practicing, and you don't want your practice to go to waste.
Yeah, I mean, when you just ignore it, it just kind of hurts my feelings. You know,
for me, it's like a tick. It's like I just try to like ignore it out of like just like decency,
hoping it'll just go away.
Well, just I don't want to draw attention to it. You know
why, man? If your friend's been practicing hard at something. Yeah, but The Bachelorette is coming back, and I want to be on The Bachelorette, man.
As The Bachelorette?
Yeah. Put me in a dress.
Dude.
Do me up.
You can do anything.
I would look so great. I can't wait until they're not allowed to have sex until the end, until there's three people left.
Yeah, but do they actually?
No, they're strict about it. Yeah, they don't.
Are they?
You don't have sex with anyone until it's the last three, and then.
Then you can just have, but then those three, like, people.
You're each given a night.
You know, it's like, oh, he's fucking her this night. He's fucking her this night.
Well, that they do. It creates an awkward thing because the three people have to live together. So then they'll go off for a day.
And they
and
all
night.
Know that they fucked.
They know, but they're fucking right
person.
Now. So you'll see the two people. And then the person will come back the next morning. And then it's clear they fucked. It's really awkward. And then the next person goes off. And then the two
That's
of them
so
are like.
That's so fucked. That's so just like emotionally crippling for these people who are like. All their whole self-worth is involved in how they look and how others perceive them and shit. And like, that's gotta be fucking
Dude,
devastating
the producers,
to these
the producers
people.
Of The Bachelor are awful. They will purposely like find someone's ex that they haven't talked to in 3 years and like accidentally bring them to an event.
Oh my God. Accidentally bring them
like,
to
there,
an event.
There was one where this girl dated this country singer a long time ago. And then for the date, they booked him as like the singer.
That's fucked.
And it was coincidence.
Oops, were they like, oh no.
Yeah.
We had no idea this was happening.
It's the producers suck. They're awful.
Do they always play it off as like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
we had no idea.
Or like if someone has like an extreme phobia of heights, like extreme, like they'll be like, all right, surprise, you're going skydiving today. And you don't know until we're about to get in the plane, like type of shit.
That's why you got to tell it, like you got to do a little reverse psychology, you know? It's like, what do you hate? Oh, I hate birthday cakes. I hate 7-layer birthday cakes. They scare the shit out of
just
me.
Just like phobia. I can't explain it. Hey, for today's date, we got a 7-layer birthday cake.
No.
And I hate just one of my biggest fears is just stumbling upon a bag of money down at the train tracks.
Is it?
Just a big bag of cash. Yeah. Bag of $100,000.
Would you be afraid if you took it, then there'd be people after you, like in the movies?
Yeah, so I'm really scared of stumbling upon that.
Yeah, that would be crazy. If a big... Oh, for today's date, you're taking a walk down some train tracks, some abandoned train tracks. It's romantic. What's that?
$100,000 cash?
Oh, no!
God,
am I going to finance this?
What would you do if you... Let's say you and I are walking down. Let's get fully real. You and I are walking down by the creek or by the train tracks. Mm-hmm. So we're overcast day. You and I are walking down some old train tracks in the woods, and we see something but distance, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that thing? What's that? And we go up to it, and it's a big brown sack with a dollar sign painted on it. And we're like, what? We open it up, and there's $100,000 in cash inside. What do we do? I give it to the police. It's the right thing to do. So then they can use it to get better weapons,
yeah.
To kill more people.
Because when it stays in there for too long without it being uncovered, it's the police's business now, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we found a sack full of money. See, the problem comes, what if we're getting in the way of the protagonist trying to buy back his daughter?
That's the thing. Is it's like what if you know, his daughter has been kidnapped, and it's like you leave $100,000 here in a bag where, like, you know, no one's gonna find it, and then you get your daughter back. And if there's any funny business, she's dead. And then, like, he drops it, and like 5 minutes before the guys show up to pick it up, we're like, oh, what's this? And we take it.
Yep.
And fucking, they just kill her. He's like, I know, I put the money there. What do you mean? If I actually found a briefcase of that much money, I don't know what I would do, just because it's like, my biggest fear is that, like, I
might ignore it because I feel
someone's looking for that.
I'd feel like someone's, like, if I'm looking at that money and there's, like, let's say $100,000 in there, I feel like someone's looking at it, too. Someone else is looking at it, or someone's
from
looking
afar.
For it. Yeah.
Well, that,
there's no way I'm like, oh, it's probably, in my head, realistically, I'd be like, this is some fucking Ellen prank and they're trying to see who would pick up the briefcase. And I'm not going to pick up the briefcase because maybe I'll win the prize that Ellen gives. $10 gift certificate to Chili's? Whoa!
A bike lock? An Ellen bike lock? Dude, I wouldn't pick
an
it up.
An Ellen Pez dispenser. Wait, there's no candy. You gotta go buy that separately.
Yeah, that's sold separately.
Mm. Well, all right.
Also, do definitely rinse that out before you use it. It's, you know, it's from China. It's got a lot of plastic chemicals.
Yeah.
Dude, but for real, I would leave it because I'm like, someone's looking for this. Someone's gonna be looking for this money. And if find out I have it, then I'm gonna, because I would just live it paranoid, especially if I spend it. And then they come for me and they're like, where is it? And I'm like, I spent it. Then I'm getting a bullet in my head. You know, I'm just going to be at home one night. And
you just write him a check for 100K?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't support organized crime. Just kidding, I support organized crime hella hard.
Dude, it's fun.
It's organized, you know?
Yeah.
Organized crime's pretty crazy. We should get into it. Like
biker gangs, like the Hell's Angels?
Yeah, it's literally like a business, but it's bad. It's a business, but it's a legit business, but it's like bad stuff. You know, selling drugs is a legit business, you know?
Hey, I bought drugs in college. I bought weed from like a sorority chick selling it.
I did that once.
There were rumors that she had a gun, like a little gun that she kept with her.
Little pistol?
Yeah, but I never saw it.
Little stripper pistol?
No, not a stripper pistol. I think just, I don't know, just a handgun.
Yeah, I bought weed from a girl that had a gun too. You know, Caitlin Bennett? Mm-hmm. She had a huge AR-15 on her back every time I bought. Just make sure no funny business.
Yeah, mud in her shorts.
Mud in the shorts. Stunk real bad, but the weed stunk too.
That's how she makes sure no one steals the money. She puts it right in there, and no one's going to go digging in her drawers for some money. No,
that's the chocolate river at Willy Wonka's.
There's not many reasons you would even want to go into those drawers.
Even if there wasn't poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, I had one drug deal in my life, and it was, I was in Colombia years ago, and my friend was like, let's buy some weed, man. And I was like really nervous. I was like, okay. So we went to this, what's it called? It's off campus at USC, but it's like,
oh yeah. You didn't start smoking till you were out here. Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dude, I've had a lot of like, there's a guy who cleaned the food line floors that would sell me after we both got off the clock and stuff.
I'm not scared. He's in South Carolina, though, because here we can do it for funny ha-has in the videos. There, I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah. I remember Daniel and I would drive around always paranoid, and we would make sure it was, like, wrapped in plastic, that was wrapped in tin foil, that was wrapped in saran wrap, that was wrapped in more tin foil, that was put in another Ziploc bag, that was then put in, like, some, just probably like the glove box or something that was
boys,
also hidden
this?
Under shit.
Nothing.
Just a bag of tinfoil leftovers when we go to Lizard's Thicket.
Lizard's Thicket, dude. What a gross name for a restaurant.
Lizard's Thicket.
It's cool. It's good. It's cool
fine.
Name,
it has good, it has fine food.
I've never had it. I heard it's actually really good though.
It's all right.
I heard it's good.
I'm not blown away by Lizard's Thicket.
Also, the branding is
CC's awesome. Pizza on the other hand.
Woo! The branding, from what I remember from Lizard's Thicket, is like black, and like for like a buffet restaurant, I don't. It's very black. You know,
Lizard's Thicket is very black.
Yeah, dude, it's a very black restaurant. No, the branding I remember was black, like
with the green lizard on it,
and it's just
black, white text, and then the lizard.
You know, it's like black is not a very appetizing color for like a buffet style restaurant. It's like, you know, like color psychology type shit where it's like. Red makes you hungry, kind of shit. Like black just doesn't really make me that hungry. Just pitch now, black. Unless it's a fancy ass restaurant.
You're pulling up to like a Bojangles. Woo! You look at that sign, you go,
the orange.
Oh, Bojangles is orange. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like yellow and red.
I might be completely wrong. It's warm colors. Warm colors make you like. What fast food restaurant doesn't have warm colors in its branding?
Arby's. I'm kidding. Has red, hey, but it's also black.
They have the meats. Well, that's the text. The text is okay, but...
Yeah.
Dude, let's make a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant, where like the walls are black, the ceiling, the floor, like everything.
Aren't there restaurants where you just eat in pitch darkness?
Mm-hmm. It enhances your other senses. It enhances... When you lose one sense, it enhances the sense of smell and taste.
It's probably true, but I feel...
It is true,
I'd probably feel a little goofy doing it. In the moment, I'd be like, oh, this... I'd buy into it. I'd be like, oh... I can taste so much more.
Because if you don't kind of placebo yourself, you're wasting your time and money. Yeah. It's like, I might as well just enjoy it, you know? It's like, even if it's probably placebo effect, it's like, I might as well just go with it and have fun.
It's like when a guy hands you some pills on the street, you know, if you feel nothing in the first 10 minutes, you gotta try to work yourself up to have a good time regardless.
Or take more.
Yeah.
Good
Sometimes
advice.
They're different colors, though, so it's a gamble.
Well, that's the thing is with pills, especially when you don't know what they are, just take a few, see what happens. Yeah. And if you don't feel anything within 5 to 10 minutes, take some more.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
That's actually a good rule of thumb with all drugs. Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel anything within the first 5 to 10 minutes, more.
Take more.
Way more.
Mm-hmm. Like LSD, if you drop acid and you don't feel anything in the first 5 minutes, try another tab. And then after, and then 5 minutes later, if it doesn't double it, try 2 tabs next.
And so then like, even 15 minutes up, you know, just quadruple the take because for some reason you're a strong human and you can take it.
So that's 8 tabs of acid then? And then by the time 30 minutes comes, you're going to be having a real bad time.
You're going to forget. You're going to come out a different person.
You're going to forget that. You're going to forget what the hell is even going on. You're just going to be sitting there and like, I don't feel it. Uh-oh. And then everything starts melting. Everything around you starts just dripping and then.
Like the Wicked Witch.
Mm-hmm. Everything becomes a Salvador Dali painting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it becomes an MGMT music video.
But if you're on any type of drugs, then it'll make these ad reads a little more entertaining.
Yes.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, and those were some good ad reads, man.
Hopefully somewhat entertaining.
I hope people liked it, you know?
Yeah.
Really hope they enjoyed it. But, yeah. Do as many drugs as you can. When they're
Life's
available.
Too short.
Life's too short.
And you only get one.
Yep, exactly. So that's why you should do drugs and then get in your car and drive fast.
Exactly.
See, when you snort, when you bang several lines of cocaine, nothing feels better than getting in a sports car and fucking flying down the freeway.
I was going to say, you know, the best thing that I like to do is on a nice, warm, sunny day, drop a few tabs of acid, set my fucking Porsche in cruise control and just
Woo.
Lay on the hood.
Woo.
Lay on the hood going Not, 70, baby.
Define a few.
A few what?
Tabs. What's a few?
A few tabs, like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was going to say 6 to 8.
Just not, I don't want to overdo it, you know?
No.
Just a light kind of buzz.
Yeah. I mean, when you're on the hood, that shit, the breeze, it really feels.
Oh, in the middle of, oh, whoo.
When you're on the LSD, the breeze feels so much
better. And all the colors.
The sky is so blue.
I want to reach out and touch all the colors, but I can't because then I'll touch the car. I'll lose traction off of the hood and I'll fall off. So I do have to be somewhat careful.
Yeah. We like to do that thing in the movie Death Proof where, you know, it's like you ride on the hood. So when you're doing it by yourself, that's fun. But also I do like the days where you and I will slam a fifth of vodka each. And then we'll do the thing where you get on the hood with the belt, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I'm driving and swerving around really fast.
It's so fun.
And you have to hang on. It's awesome.
It's like you get to go to Disney World without paying absurd prices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you get to go a lot.
Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, the roller coasters, they're only go like 70 miles per hour. But in my Corvette, when you're on the hood, hanging on with the ropes, at least 120 minimum.
Oh, yeah.
But also sometimes when we you know, after we hammer down a fifth of vodka each and have a little bit of cocaine, wink wink, 120 doesn't feel that fast. You got to go faster. So I'm glad that I did get the upgraded engine in my Corvette so I can go like 210.
That's epic, dude.
Yeah, you love it, man. You're screaming and howling with laughter.
You are right on that one, buddy.
Yeah, we should do some heroin after the podcast, actually. Jackson has some.
Oh, I already did some this morning. I'm not sure if I want to fucking drop again.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Two times in one day always feels a little.
I'll just sober up with some coke afterwards.
Yeah. That'll do the trick. But anyway, yeah, last episode of the podcast, we had
Too Mad,
a man child on that was screaming.
Yep.
Speaking of drugs.
Watching TikToks and YouTube in the middle of it.
Slamming the microphones together.
How was it editing it?
It took me 4 hours to edit that podcast because, A, the number of things I had to either censor or cut out altogether was just, he says a lot of
probably
things.
Probably the most we've ever had to.
Oh, yeah. He says a lot of things where I'm like, he'll say it. And I'm like, dude, I can't keep that in the podcast. Or sometimes, like, he'll say something that, like, I normally just cut out, but it's, like, because it's in the crucial part of a conversation, I have to keep it in, so I just have to bleep it or put a cartoon sound effect over it. Yeah, man, he's wild. He's 20 years old, and he's a wild child.
Living life.
He's living life like every day is like it's his last.
Which is the way everyone should live. You know, a lot of people should learn that lesson fast.
Everyone should live like Tumad, you know? After that podcast, Two Man came over to my house and he got on my couch and immediately fell asleep and then just slept.
He did that at our friend Layton's house too.
Yep. And then while he's asleep, I had to go to Home Depot. So I was like, all right, I'll go. And I had to go get some like paint for the painters that were coming the next day. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take this chance. I come back and he's ordered some pizza.
Four large pizzas,
two orders of breadsticks and some brownies.
From
Papa John's.
Baby. Hey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wish you were there, man, because there's a lot of pizza left over. And then one of the painters that was at my house, I had to go get more paint. So I'd be gone for 30, 40 minutes. And I was like, hey, if you want, you can take like a lunch break right now and like take this time to go get some lunch. And he's like, hey, I saw you had some pizza in your fridge. And I was like, yeah. He's like, can I have that? And I was like, I mean, sure. Go for it. So he ate the pizza.
Good for him.
He used the last garlic dipping sauce too.
Oh. Did you tell him it was the last one?
No.
Did you save him though?
I wasn't gonna, you know, get mad at him, but I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why you gotta order more. I like ordering the spicy garlic dippings.
Oh, I order a ton. I order like four extras when I order Papa John's, but you know, Two Matt ordered, so he didn't get all that extra stuff. He got three pepperonis and one cheese, I think. And I'm not a big pepperoni pizza guy, honestly.
Really?
I like cheese better than pepperoni.
I like having half cheese, half pepperoni.
Pepperoni's just never been my...
Especially when the pepperoni's a little crispy. Ooh.
See, that's what I don't like.
What?
I don't like when the pepperoni's crispy. I like when the pepperoni's thick and soft.
Mm.
Just same with bacon. I don't like crispy bacon very much. I like
the pepperoni nice and... Oh, crispy, babe. Ooh, woo. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm getting all hot and bothered right now thinking about a pepperoni pizza. Oh, man.
You sound like Michael Jackson.
My tits are sweating.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Just thinking about the pizza. It's getting me a little excited. I'm perspirating.
It's stimulating your erogenous zones?
I guess so.
Where are all the erogenous zones?
Up your ass.
I mean, yeah, that's an erogenous zone. Totally.
Dickweed.
Where the prostate is?
Up your mom's ass, too, or so she tells me.
My mom doesn't have a prostate.
Mm.
You know, I didn't realize girls didn't have prostates until I was like...
Excuse me?
20.
What?
Yeah.
Your mom has a prostate.
So. No, she doesn't, dude.
Then why does she ask me to stick it up her bum so much?
And
wiggle myself around?
She knows that you like it.
Man, it is tighter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Grainier, for sure, but...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes get some surprise streaks in there.
Oh, a little mudslide alert. Uh-oh, California mudslide.
Yeah, but, you know, you gotta take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, she takes it as I come.
Yeah, I was literally about, yay, you, and we're completing each other's... finishing each other's...
phrases.
I was hoping you'd reference Arrested Development and say sandwiches.
No, I hate that shit,
what?
Man.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You don't like Arrested Development?
No, it's everyone, it's always sandwiches, man.
You
finish
my sandwiches.
Each other's sandwiches. I'm sure that was in Frozen.
Yeah, that sounds like it's like, and we finish each other's. Someone says sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's like, not quite.
Almost. It sounds like a Disney Channel joke. Which, man. I love Disney Channel jokes.
You love Disney Channel?
Yeah. I used to.
You don't anymore? You don't have it, Disney Channel anymore?
I wouldn't recognize it, no. I don't pay for
television. It's all about like now the whole thing is, it's like the shows are about like becoming an influencer.
Is
or
it
like,
really?
Yeah, shit like that. Well, I'm guessing. And from the little things I've seen.
Well, I mean, iCarly was the big one that started that out. She was one of the first influencers on television.
Yeah, until Neville got his way with there.
Neville.
Neville, little
fucking bastard.
Little bitch.
Greasy little hands and a stupid little fucking haircut.
Stupid son of a fucking bitch.
I love seeing the events that Freddie goes to, the actor who plays Freddie, where it's like it's his
a big Christian,
it's like,
right?
Signings and shit. I don't know. There's like signings and shit, and it has his like what is it? His profile shot.
Oh, he has it like he sells
what's
his headshot?
Yeah, his headshot.
When
he doesn't sell it, but like it's like part is like with whatever his name is,
Nathan Kress.
Nathan Kress. It's like.
We need headshots done, man. We need like Hollywood headshots done.
We don't really have any legitimate headshots. I will say that there's sometimes where like an Uber driver or whatever will have a headshot
yeah.
Because they're like from a time way back when.
I've been
like,
handed headshots by Uber drivers.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hey, just in case you need a
it'll be on like a business card, like
a buddy.
It's always like the camera's kind of angled up and they're like looking up a little bit, and like their face is super airbrushed and the background's all blurred. I want to get professional headshots done, because what serious photos are there of you and I? But I just want to be like
the most inappropriate marketing, what's it called, when you're with a bunch of influencers, you're intermingling and you're
networking.
The most inappropriate form of networking that I've run into was the police officers who showed up to the scene after our friend Daniel passed away. Mm-hmm. I remember one of them was telling me how I could actually rent him out and we could use him in our YouTube videos. And he gave me his business card.
Oh, I forgot.
And I sat there and I took it and I was like, thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, man,
I'm pretty sure I didn't say anything. I think I just looked at it, like looked at him, and I was just like, went back to... looking at the floor or something.
I really want
to
be in some YouTube videos. So like,
I actually was like, damn. That I think that's the moment where I was like, this is I'm in LA. This is what LA's all about, baby.
Hey man, you got it. Any chance to network, man, you got to be on that grind.
When's the next time I'm gonna see this kid? You know, he has a YouTube channel.
Next time I see him,
I feel bad for him. I mean, it seems like a tough day, but
the thing is, if I don't do this now,
then when?
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, this is what stands between me and the big screen, maybe. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is my big break.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Redonkulous, more
it's
like.
It's just hilarious because that's something out of a show.
That's something out
that
of like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That paints LA in the typical LA light. But it just happened. That's just how life is. That's just how LA is. Yeah. LA really do be like that.
It do be like that, though. Dude, he caught you down bad in 4K.
He did. Yeah. I don't know if their body cams were on.
Why are cops allowed to turn their body cams off?
To have some fun.
Oh, I love that.
Come
like,
on, you gotta.
Nah, some boys just want. Cops just want to have fun.
Boys just want to have fun.
And oh, cops boys play with their guns. That's all they really want.
And cops also support these ad reads.
Yeah, it's crazy that the police supported all of those. They endorse all those brands, yeah, and also crazy. Those brands endorse the police.
Yeah.
Specifically, the LAPD and the NYPD.
Yeah.
Two of the best police task forces in America.
God bless them.
The least amount of corruption. That was
all the corruption's done now. That was back. Oh, that was way back when.
When they got two-thirds of the police force.
Yeah, there's no way there's any corruption now. We fixed all the problems.
They got rid of all the corrupt officers and did not replace them with anyone corrupt.
Oh, Jesus,
so it's all
here they go again.
Here they go. It's raining.
Is it raining still?
Yeah. Look.
Oof.
Damn, I didn't see the moon last night. I saw it trending on Twitter. And my dad told me to check it out. It was like a pink moon.
A pink moon.
A big, big old pink moon.
I've been going to bed earlier than usual. I've been going to bed in between like 12 and 1:30.
Oh, it feels good, right?
Yeah, usually I would stay up in between like 2 and 4 something.
Yeah, I usually go to bed between midnight and 2 now. Last night I did stay up until a little bit past 4 because I felt bad.
Naughty, dude.
Felt really bad. Because when my alarm went off this morning, I was like, already? I still felt just as tired as if I'd gone to bed at midnight though, so.
Yeah. Well, you're learning your lessons.
Yeah, valuable life lessons. I spent very late at my place building a TV stand that I didn't finish.
What's gonna go on it?
The TV's actually not going on the TV stand.
Seems like
the TV stand's gonna be for like plants and consoles and stuff.
So it's a plant stand.
Well, yeah, I guess it's
a media stand.
It's like a credenza.
It's not holding your TV.
No, the TV's going to
be
mounted.
So what makes it a TV stand?
The TV's going to be mounted on the wall. Because, you know, it's like, I always just had my TV just sitting. All my TVs I've ever owned, all 50
just
of them.
Just sitting there.
Just sitting, and it's like, wait a second.
I can make it look epic.
I can buy a mount for real cheap from Best Buy, and then get some guy on TaskRabbit that's stronger than me just to mount it in 5 minutes.
And who knows how putting together stuff would work.
Because I actually suck at that kind of shit. And I could mount a TV. I just know I'm going to fuck it up and it's going to be crooked. And then it's not going to be crooked enough to warrant me undoing the whole thing, but it's going to be just crooked enough where I'm going to keep noticing it and be like, oh, shit. Like when you, like, I hate when I fucking mount something on the wall and like it's done, like I've mounted it, but I'm like, it's like most of the time I won't notice it.
That's why you get those Velcro strips. You can just easily and replace it a little
Some
bit.
Things are too heavy for that. Like I'm mounting I got this little I don't know what it's called. It's this old wooden shelf type thing that I'm putting in my bedroom.
Oh, like putting shelves in.
It's like a shelving.
Maybe it makes your place look a little more funky and goofy, like it's out of the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah, it's by choice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
you gotta own it at that point.
Oh, hey man, this thing's crooked. Don't touch it. Don't touch that picture frame. That's crooked on purpose. That's by design.
Exactly.
I paid an interior designer $100,000 to come do this.
Some people, that's gotta be a form of decoration, is putting things in uneven spots.
Oh yeah.
Stuff.
You know, break up the evenness, man.
Yeah.
Gotta fucking, interior design's all about getting funky.
I want a place designed so that I never get comfortable like walking around in it. Like, so it's always like I have to be careful and traverse.
Like the furniture is in just a really inconvenient
yeah.
position, and the AC is always on a little too high.
Yep.
Or a little too low. So it's like
or no AC. And I just have a little ceiling thing I can open up for a breeze or to let the hot air out.
It's either always too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
There's no, like, the thermostat skips. So it's like, it's going to be like it's gonna like 61 degrees, and you try to turn it up to at least like 68, 69. And once it gets to like 63, it skips to like 85. And it's like, oh, God damn it. Yeah. Carson keeps pranking me every time he comes over. He turns my thermostat to 85 degrees. And the heater works pretty well. Because
good.
I'll be like building something and he'll be like sitting at the table, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Jeff, why the fuck am I sweating so much just doing this little, and I'm like, oh, the heater's on, it's 85 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
So, or then he'll turn it down to like 59, and I'm like, I had a friend that would do, we had those trailers like at our middle school, like the outside classes were in trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like one day before leaving, my friend just like turned it down to like the lowest the thermostat would go. And he did it all the time, and the teachers got so upset. He's like, come in and be like fucking freezing
cold. I bet.
And also, probably cost a lot of money for the school
district. Oh, yeah. And then it's like,
they're already not
your paycheck, Mrs.
They're already
Winston.
Underfunded. So, yeah, my mom, almost done teaching.
Good.
Almost done.
finally gets to stop with all these Jake Paul loving goons.
Yeah, her kids are a couple of goons, I'll tell you that. And I ain't talking.
She only has two students?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're a couple of goons, yeah. It's just a pair of goons.
Just a pair of goons.
Two asshole grown men, actually. They're just these two goons that she teaches how to read, how to write, how to arithmetic.
My father owns King Street.
You may walk on King Street, dude, but what?
I have to go. Mama Kim's.
Oh, the bathroom.
But I do miss Mama Kim's.
I thought you were going to say, because Mama Kim's on King Street, so I thought you were going to say when you go home, you're going to have to go to Mama Kim's.
I'm going to try to see if I can make it to Mama Kim's. That would be great. I don't know if I have time.
You got to go potty?
I wish it was a potty, but I'm going to have to burst out some solids real quick.
Hey, well, you know, actually, I think we might be good on this podcast. You want to use the outro music this time, or you want to just...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.